We missed him on Monday because Tiger answered the phone when we called his mansion, but we have him on the line now, so we are able to visit, as we do every week in the football season, with the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning, man.
Morning. How are you?
Well, not too good. I don't know if y'all saw the game or have heard about it.
We did.
You did.
But the way I see it, if that is the best effort we can put forth, we really need to do some soul searching and make sure that professional football is something we really want to do.
Yeah, it didn't look like it too much on Sunday.
No, it didn't. And I'm sitting here, I'm looking ahead at our schedule, and it looks like a big trail of blue and silver tears, in my opinion.
Yeah, if you play like that, it will be.
Oh, my God, my liver's really going to take a pound in this fall and winter. It's going to be something else. Hey, I think we're going to paint a nipple on the ball just to make sure that Zeke will hang on to it. What do you think about that idea?
Well, yeah, it might work, I guess.
You guys paint nipples on a lot of things?
No.
No.
You do too, George. I know you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. you know, I don't understand the rules in this league. You think I'd have a little bit more sway and say in this league, seeing as how powerful I am. Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently you can't even tackle a quarterback these days without getting a flag thrown on you.
No, they're trying to protect him.
Now, unless you're tackling Dak, you can do that all day long, even sling him into next week. No flag, no problem.
He did seem to get hit hard and often the other day.
Hey, speaking of, you guys can help me out. A little sports trivia for me here. Maybe you can get the answer to this, all right?
Okay.
What made me think that Dak was a high-level NFL quarterback? Let's test your knowledge.
Well, his rookie year.
Yeah, and how's he doing now?
Well, it's still early in the season. Don't give up on this season.
Why were we so impressed with him again?
Well, you won 11 straight. He put up good numbers.
Yeah, but I don't understand why we just sat there and said, oh, okay, he's never going to have any down spell now. He's just the greatest thing since Tony Romo. Meanwhile, we still had Tony Romo.
Well, you thought Dak was better 2 years ago, I guess.
I've got 23 receivers on this roster, and he can't throw to one of them.
Yeah, you are carrying a lot.
I guess he throws pretty good to that there squirrel. They seem to make a connection every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Hey, speaking of undersized white guys.
Yeah.
Can someone please develop a genetically modified Sean Lee that doesn't get hurt every 15 minutes?
That would be nice.
It's like clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, someone looks at him wrong, he gets a concussion. Cough within 3 feet of him, he pulls a hammy.
It's a shame.
Do you know the only thing that comforts me is my extreme wealth?
Yeah, that seems to comfort you more than anything.
That's right. We're the most valuable franchise in the entire NFL, entire world, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
What up, bitches?
Hey.
Yeah, that's your scoreboard, isn't it?
Can you imagine how much we would be worth if we were actually winners? You think if I hired someone to take out Jason Garrett or Jerry Jr., our value would shoot up another $500 million overnight.
Don't say that.
Take out your own son.
Take out.
I never thought I'd see another weekend where Tiger was a better bet to win than we were, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing.
Did you know that Tiger stayed with us?
Yeah, in fact, we tried to call you Monday, and he answered.
Oh, you did? Yeah, apparently Tiger stayed with us on Sunday night after he got stranded here in Dallas on a layover. And,
layover.
From what I hear, he apparently helped Gene and Roosevelt clean up my vomit and change my underpants when I had an unscheduled mudslide.
Yeah, you got pretty drunk on Sunday, huh?
Yeah, you know that unscheduled mudslide, don't you, George?
No, not really.
Hey, look, we've all been there. We've all been a self-hating billionaire who had such an outsized ego that he wouldn't hire a real GM and who sticks with a puppet head coach and drinks a little too much and goes to the bad bathroom in his boxer briefs. We've all been there.
We have?
We've all been there. Oh, hey, someone here wants to say hi to you.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, hi, Mirror.
You're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What are you doing?
Staying with Jerry. I was going to leave because, you know, I had like a layover and it was long, so I stayed here.
Yeah.
But then I got to playing PlayStation 4 with Jerry Jr., and we just can't seem to quit.
Tiger, it's Ryder Cup week.
I know, but it's also fun time for the disabled on the PlayStation.
All right.
We have to. And now I don't have anyone to tell me to get off the PlayStation and get back to work because, you know, who's no longer with us.
Yeah, we're up against it.
My dad, Earl, the large corpulent rhino ass that once got so horny that he bought a plane ticket to... Wait, didn't I just do this on Monday?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I'll pass the phone back, okay?
Okay.
Coco, take phone from
Tiger.
Okay,
we got to go. See ya.
What are you doing there?
Unbelievable.